Green Willow Books, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers, and Harper Audio present The Cat of Silver Crescent by Kayla Knoll. Performed by Hope Newhouse. For Lucy Rose. Chapter 1. 12½ Silver Crescent. The old wooden cottage was frosted with curls of peeling white paint, like a gingerbread house melting in the sun. It was the last house on the dead-end street, and it sat in the middle of a wide lawn, sparkling with raindrops from the storm that had just passed. The forest pressed up against it, thick and menacing. Elsbe McBride peered into the bank of trees, wondering how something so green could be so dark. 12½ Silver Crescent, said Elsbe's mother, squinting from her phone to the metal numbers hammered beside the house's two front doors, which stood side by side. She turned off the car engine and stepped out. This must be it. Aunt Verity's is on the right. Elsbe stuck her head through the window and sniffed. Earth after rain. It smelled like magic potions would, if they were real. She hopped out and straightened the wrinkled cotton skirt of her sundress, then grabbed her slightly battered straw hat. Next, she picked up her Save the Polar Bears tote bag and put the straps firmly over her shoulder. It contained her most precious things. Wait a second. We have to roll up our windows in case it storms again, said her mother. This thing can't get further destroyed, at least not on my watch. This thing was the tiny two-door tomato-red sports car Elsbe's mother was borrowing from her friend Dirk. It was what her mother called a junk bucket, with paint patches, no working air conditioning, and windows that had to be wrenched up and down with duct-taped knobs. The insides were bright orange plush and smelled like pine air freshener. The drive from New York City to Rhode Island had taken several hours. Elsbe stretched, pushed her glasses back up the bridge of her nose, and cranked the passenger side window shut. The last inch took both hands. Then she gently patted the low roof. It was the flip phone version of a car, but Elsbe was fond of it. Here goes nothing, said her mother, staring at the house. Elsbe, while you're here, listen to Great Aunt Verity, or Aunt Verity, well, whatever she asks you to call her. Be good, and I'm sorry. It's okay, said Elsbe, even though it wasn't. But she couldn't let her mother know that. Not when she knew already how guilty her mother felt for leaving Elsbe alone for several weeks, with a great aunt Elsbe had only met twice before in her life. Elsbe's mother was an art curator, which meant she got to plan exhibitions at museums and galleries. She had been asked to curate a show in Los Angeles, but she wouldn't be paid until after the opening, and there wasn't enough money to bring Elsbe along for the installation and launch. That was why Elsbe was staying with her mother's aunt while strangers sublet their apartment in Brooklyn. The house had a long white front porch. The door on the right opened, and out stepped a tall woman who looked as thin and cautious as a stray cat. She wore a long blue dress, so plain it could have been a nightgown, but Elsbe was pretty sure it wasn't. She seemed too formal to wear anything but real clothes outside. She had a pale pinkish face, with some faint wrinkles, and very dark Atlantic blue eyes. Her hair was in a swirly brown and white bun atop her head, like a frosted cinnamon roll. Elsbe had expected her great aunt to wear glasses and a tweed jacket, and maybe carry a pickaxe. She was a professor of archaeology at a university, which was why she had the summer free to watch Elsbe. Heather, Elsbe's great aunt called out, arms spread wide. She was smiling a tight-lipped, small smile. And dear Elizabeth. Only teachers on the first day of school called Elsbe by her full name. Elizabeth was rich with nicknames, like a freshly pruned bush bursting with new shoots. Ellie, Liz, Libby, Lisa, Betsy, Beth. But everyone was startled by the name Elsbe because Elsbe herself had made it up. Elsbe's mother hurried to the porch and embraced Aunt Verity. She still goes
Sample complete. Ready to continue?